Hello and welcome to Side Dish, your podcast about Longmont. All the stuff you want to know and very little that you need to know. I am your host, Brady Steffel, joined today by...
Annie Larner.
And...
Rachel Hunter.
Yeah, Rachel
Hunter. Actually, the newly Rachel Barantes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You know, so new, you don't even remember.
I know, right? A couple weeks.
How new? Two weeks new. Does it feel so weird?
No, I mean, it feels good. It's just like, oh yeah, I got to mention
Should
that
we
name.
Give you another shot at it?
Yeah.
Joined by...
Do you want another shot, or you want, like, will your husband listen to this?
Yeah, he will.
Okay. Well, we would like to welcome our esteemed guest,
Rachel Barantes.
Nice. There we go. That sounded good.
This is the first public announcement.
Are you going to splice this together? Yeah. Are you going to do it, or are we just going
to? No. We'll let the hubs hear the mistake.
Yeah. No, that's totally fine.
Yeah. My wife would be like, yeah, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, welcome, Rachel.
Thank you.
And tell us who you are.
Rachel Barantes, and I own Aflore Flowers, also a retail clothing and children's gift store, as well as my husband and I are opening an event space called Bestow, only three blocks away from that. And then we also own Archives Thrift Store downstairs of Aflore.
Nice.
All on Main Street, downtown Longmont.
Three separate businesses, all on Main Street.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you more about it.
And a lot of pies.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, you That's might know lots of buzz, so let's
yeah, just... you might have more than we do.
Let's get into it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, I'll kick things off.
Yeah.
You heard of Vesta's food truck?
Absolutely not.
So you'll learn. Brady doesn't get out much.
That's part of Martini's, right?
That's right. Yep. So Sarah from Martini's Bistro also runs this food truck that you'll see at some of the downtown events, but she shared that her food trailer, Vesta's, is officially live on DoorDash and Grubhub.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, so they're working on family menus this week, but the lunch menu is live. Please check us out and spread the word.
Does it sit right outside the restaurant?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, exactly. Mm. And obviously it goes places, but I think they'll do DoorDash and Grubhub.
That they have?
I was just going to say, what kind of
no,
cuisine?
No, I'll tell you. It's
kind of
little
wacky to have like a competing food
Well,
truck.
It's a whole different, I mean, then you can go to... You know,
right like hot dogs. I'm very curious because I think like, oh, what's the non-compete in that? Like you're going like, oh, Martini's is fairly upscale or whatever. It's like, so this is just like a bag of Doritos, you know,
I'm not seeing a menu online, but if I can recall at events that I've seen the truck at, they've had like burgers and like,
yeah,
kind of like pub food
okay.
is what I recall.
So we don't know. So this is the Longmont podcast.
No,
with some of the things
good...
you want to know. And nothing you need to know.
Wait, no, here we go. Food. Salad, mixed greens.
Hot dogs.
Pulled pork sandwiches, smashed fingers, like garlic fries,
nice.
Steak and brisket frites.
This sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So like pub food, but like qual.
Okay.
Nice.
Sauteed asparagus. My dad, who, of course, I love to death, would always have to like bolster his pizzas because growing up, I had a lot of the Tombstone pizzas.
Oh, totally.
Pretty good. But he always put like mushrooms on, and like if he didn't have anything good, it'd be like deer sausage because we lived in the Midwest. Oh. And sometimes it would be hot dogs, which I would not recommend.
You actually put hot dogs on? Oof.
Yeah, and cheddar cheese once. I put the veto on the cheddar cheese.
Probably never going to try that.
No, I wouldn't. Would not recommend. It's a thing from my past. I'm scarred.
Love you, Dad.
All right, so if you're wanting to DoorDash, support Vesta's and Martini Bistro and that owner over there. It's awesome.
Cool beans.
Yeah, Sarah's great.
I also heard in food truck news. See, I don't know if I should say this because this is the most unverified, roomiest rumor ever. But I heard Biscuit Mike is getting like a brick and mortar.
Oh, wow!
And I don't know
that
where,
guy.
Yeah, but they also have a prep kitchen like down off Sherman, which they've been using more because their truck has been broken down recently.
That truck looked really reliable. I love your truck. Don't get me wrong.
In any case,
it looked a little...
But if they get a brick and mortar, I am in.
That's cool.
I actually find sometimes that food trucks are harder to chase than just always
I'm
knowing where something is.
Always DMing them.
Yeah,
I'm like
where
are you right
are
now?
You? I know.
Can you just make...
It's sort of
Why
like if it shows up, you're lucky. You're like, oh, look, it magically appeared in the place I am right now. Like,
yeah, I try to hunt down Johnny's for the gyros.
Yeah, so good. I know. So I would be super stoked on that. And so if I hear of anything that's verifiable, we'll update you.
Oh, nice. That's a good piece of like, if it doesn't happen, it's not like, you know, anybody's getting hurt. Maybe it'll just inspire. I don't know. Annie's
totally.
Over texting. I don't know.
I'm not.
Who are you texting?
I know. A client.
I'm working. Leave me alone.
She's going to make deals.
All right,
well, since she's doing that, I'm going to jump into events because I got a hot one. Hot one. Got the like social event of the season.
Is.
There's a public meeting on Prairie Dog Management Plan for next month.
Wow.
December 7th.
Big, hot,
put it in your calendar. Mark it now.
I am.
Get there early. Okay. Get your tickets.
Get in line.
Get in line. That's the one. I'm saying. It's it. This is where you got to be. Dang. Get your butt in the seats.
Okay. And people wonder what Longmont does for fun.
Yeah, they do. They, what do you guys do after dark? What do you do? Well, we go home early. We wake up early. So we're there. We're done with work on time so we can go to our meetings.
Prairie Dogs.
Our Prairie Dog meetings. We have somewhere to be. And afterwards, we might splurge for a craft ale. You know?
Yeah.
That's what we do. We go home early.
You know where I went today?
Where did you go?
Roots. Finally.
How was it?
First time. I had a very good salad.
Really?
It was very dead in there. I will not lie. Mm. And very lovely. And the food was delicious. It was a $15 medium-sized salad.
Okay.
Well, I That's the honest truth. And it was good.
We got the takeout from the Spitz place last night. We've been there twice now.
Oh, yeah. You're into it,
I went 3 days in a row.
Yeah, oh, wow. It's good.
I love Mediterranean.
It's super good. It's
the thing I could get. Loved it. Their margaritas, the cucumber margarita, is fire. But really? It is so small for the price.
Oh, really?
It's the only downer, but it didn't stop me from having two each time I went.
Because like there's nothing in a margarita other than like triple sec, lime juice, and tequila.
It's so, but you can, people butcher margaritas so easily.
That's true. That's true.
And this was very fresh. It's very, very good.
I make them at home in the summer.
It's like $14 and it's a smaller 14? Glass than...
Is it normal. Strong? Do you think it's more than one shot?
No, I actually don't think it is.
Oh, yeah, that's an expensive shot.
But both times I went, I also got two. So still didn't steer me.
Support local business!
Still didn't steer me away.
It's actually a chain.
Is it a chain?
It is a chain.
Yeah, like a franchise or something?
They started out
I will say the only thing that I wish they would offer is they have the gyro, mm-hmm. which is wild and funky, has fries in it, has all this stuff in it.
Oh, my God, I love it with the fries.
And I just want... a normal gyro. So when I go there, I have to order no fries, please. No funky ketchup. Can you just do the tzatziki
and everything ketchup. Else?
But
you know, funky ketchup.
But good for
please.
Them. I mean, they get to make their own rules. It's very good.
It is very good food. I will say yesterday, and I almost called, but I was hungry. So I get the salad because I can't do gluten. And so I got the donor salad. And when I went there the last time, it was like super good. And then last night, they didn't put some stuff in. Like they left out the tomatoes, the cucumbers, and the feta. And I got
home. Oh, no.
Like, what? Like, this isn't very filling. What's going on? Different.
On greens.
Yeah. So I'm just like, what? So it's still good. The chicken, looks like the chicken.
Fries are good.
The fries are really good. The small is small. Like small fries is a small fries. I don't know if the lunch crew and the dinner crew are different.
Yeah.
I'm just a little like. Leaner handed, you know?
Yeah, totally. Bigger fists.
Yeah, like the guy's like 6'8". It's like, that's a good amount of fries. Yeah. Mm. There's like some 5'2" lady in the back. I don't know, it's good.
It's a fun little vibe, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fast food, but it's not like you go and order up front, but it's still like a service. They still like.
My biggest complaint is really when you walk in that section between the door.
Very
and the,
small.
Yeah, it's like, so you get this like curly cue thing happening. All of a sudden, it's like, are you in line? Yeah, I'm in line. And you're turning sideways and you're like sort of backing. And it's like 28 degrees outside, guys. Can you, you get out of the doorway? It's a bit weird. And because nobody knows how it works yet, it takes a minute. And so you're just like, come on. But if you order online, you get the app or whatever. The app experience is actually pretty good. The food pickup was quick, albeit they forgot some of my stuff.
All of it?
Well, they forgot a good amount. And I was like, I'm kind of not full. The food is still really good.
Yeah.
So I would try it again. And I think get to the car and like peep in there next time and be like, oh, my stuff's missing. And then go and rail back.
Yeah.
But I did write gluten-free, please. And maybe they were confused about cheese and tomatoes.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm just going to leave it out.
Tomatoes seem glutaminous.
All right.
I've
got some scuttlebutt that's more regional than super local, but the word is that Trader Joe's is coming to Erie.
I heard that. Yeah. I heard that. Yeah. I heard Longmont, but if you heard Erie, that's probably correct.
This is what I've heard. Confirming that Trader Joe's, that they're coming to Lafayette, not quite Erie, I guess, but because they're going to the Baseline 287 location.
Okay.
So like that King Supers building.
It's about the same distance to Boulder then.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, and if you go that direction, it's about a year and a half out as they'll have to fix it up when King Supers leaves. And
they're taking over.
Gotcha. But in other related news, they're saying that they are building a warehouse. They're just finishing building a warehouse here in Colorado, which will let them continue to open new stores.
Okay.
So on the radar, supposedly Brighton, Thornton, and Loveland.
But not Lala.
I've not heard about Lala.
Just circle it.
Drat and concerning.
I know, it's like her, in every direction, Loveland, Boulder, or Lafayette. It's like 30 minutes each way.
There's a couple that came into the shop that said they were real estate shopping, and they heard about Trader Joe's, and they specifically started looking in Long Run because they were so excited about
The
Trader Joe's.
I'm just going to go on record and say, I don't get it. I mean, Trader Joe's fine, but like, it's just, to me, it's like a really big snack grocery store.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like.
I've been to it like three times.
People.
Yeah, I just want something in the Lucky's building because
I really
miss Lucky's.
I think if you get a lot of if you compare the produce, if you're someone who gets a lot of that, you'll find that it's a lot cheaper for the same apple.
Yeah.
But in regards to the packaged products.
Right, and I've also heard it has a really like low green score because of how packaged everything
is. I'm sure. Yeah.
I'll say like we go to Whole Foods and it's fine. I don't love giving the old Bezor like the money and all.
Yeah.
But like it's all right.
Yeah.
People go like the Whole Foods experience to me is one that's just like it's so weird. Because you go to Target and it was like, oh, it's okay. And you kind of shuffle around each other as people do. And if you go to Whole Foods, people do not wait, even if it's your turn to like drive somewhere, and they'll just walk right at you.
Yeah, I do feel it's very aggressive.
It's just like
aggressive energy,
and everybody's super tall. And it's just like, oh, I've got the right of way here. Like,
I feel like I have the energy myself when I go into Whole Foods. I'm always just
you have to. Like, if you don't have that energy in Whole Foods, you'll just get walked up. It's like, oh, I need an apple. Excuse, I just want to get some.
Meanwhile, when you go to like natural grocers, everyone's like standing in the aisle, like.
Yeah, really?
Looking at the packages. Like,
Reading
all the ingredients. I was just standing around reading ingredients every aisle.
Yeah, like.
Well, the trick at Whole Foods, if you're only getting a little bit, is you go get a coffee or you go get a drink and you buy it there.
Just pay there.
As you then you're pass the lines.
I'll say, like, the checker experience at Whole Foods is typically pretty good.
Yeah.
The checker game at Target.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
20 minutes is horrible.
And Sprouts.
Oh, yeah. I was late to pick up my children the other day. Checking out at Target, I was so
angry. I go there's like a recruiting process for me at Target. If I'm looking for a checker, I will go past every checker and be like, that's like
size
a 17 year old go getter right there. he's got quick fingers.
That's smart. I'm gonna do that next time.
I always
every
time I shouldn't
have shared my Whole Foods tip. Now I'm just gonna screw myself.
I don't know, nobody listens to this.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Maybe you can get some traction. I don't know. Go spread it somewhere. It's entertaining, right? It's entertaining for you. If you want to enjoy this podcast, be a guest.
Yeah.
It's more fun here than probably listening
to
that. So do that.
Hey, so we got some listener mail.
Oh, God, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is from Jorge. I think it's Jorge. Because I know another broker. His name's Jorge. Well, his name is spelled like Jorge, but his name is George. So sometimes I don't know.
The same.
Either one. It's either way, right? But Jorge, I apologize. If it's actually George,
then
we love you either way. So he says, hello there. Just recently discovered your podcast. Thanks, subreddit Longmont. And I was absolutely blown away by how much I liked it, how engaging you guys are as hosts, and how interested and passionate you are about Longmont and the people issues that make it special. As someone who moved here in 2017, welcome. I've loved doing my own thing, but never really embraced the community outside of a few select spots and folks along the way. Thank you for making me feel more connected to where I live, to its history and people, and most of all, excited and invigorated to more fully engage with it going forward.
Well, that's nice.
I know.
And I've been plugging.
Well, thank you.
On the internet.
And it turned Brady, whole new Brady. This is a whole new Brady.
He's medicated now.
It's the big news. And also, Jorge is a graphic designer and offered to make stickers.
That's where that came from.
I know. And so I sent, he put together some stickers and we're taking votes. And we're going to let you vote.
Yeah, one is Rachel. Basically what we have. It's red. So it actually says where our website is.
Which one? I know, right. So there's this one. Thank you. Option A.
This
option
is good
B,
radio. So, it's option A. This is excellent.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
This is gripping radio.
Do you have a vote?
Annie, can you not describe
B
literally anything?
One.
This one B?
That one or the last
one? Or the last one. See, Brady like B too. My sister and I like C. All right. This is, we're tied 50-50.
I love, that was awful.
What was awful?
You're looking at visuals. Do you like A or B?
Brady, this is not good radio.
This is
A. It's never been good radio.
It's A or B.
All right.
Well,
listen.
What happens to people that they just cannot describe
anything?
Maybe
they write you and say, we just really want to know what you're looking at.
Yeah, and that's the, I try to describe stuff every time I'm on here and be like, hey, here's what we're actually seeing. And then he's like, hey, let me take it aside and just like forget everybody that's on the radio and just like not describe what's going. Do you like A's or B's better? It's like, well, I think B is.
Well,
it's got a healthy feel to
the
it.
The point is, Jorge, we're taking votes. We're going like to get back to you, Jorge. And we're going like to let too. You know. Mountains thanks for the designs sticker. And so thanks for the listen.
There's four designs. If I remember correctly, the first one's just red, basically. And it says something, something, your podcast about Longmont, Longmont's underscored, as it is in all of them. The second one has just like two little eyes, sort of like creepy peepee, or two little mountaintops, creepy peepee, coming up over the top, or just under the bottom, whatever. It's just peeking up from the bottom. It's like a little head coming up. You just see the eyes. It's just barely. The next one's mostly mountains.
But the mostly mountain ones just kind of looks like a lot of like Longmont stickers or Longmont like designs.
I mean, it's kind of the hallmark of Longmont. We could tell them that. Could you embrace the sugar mill?
We could.
Put some smokestacks on there.
Speaking of which, our other listener mail came from a guy named Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hey, Joe.
He says, thanks for your recent, very interesting shows about the sugar mill and proposed performing arts center, period. Yeah. He's very efficient. That was it.
Oh, that's actually, it.
He asked a question about Andy Epler, but that was the feedback.
He said informational. They were informational. For this program, they were exceptionally informational.
I would say so.
We should maybe do stuff that's informative.
I would say so.
Moving forward.
Okay. And then actually, I meant to say this at the very beginning. We are doing another live recording.
Are we actually going to be able to, does Nels have a PA?
We do. Okay. We're going to figure that out. We're doing another live show December 20th. So mark your calendars. And we'll try to do it more in the evening, like after work hours. So after people hours. Can actually, yeah, like 6
we're gonna dress
beyond.
Up.
Yep.
It's going to be.
Yeah, look snazzy, folks. So December 20th at Dryland Distillery. Please join us so we're not by ourselves.
That's fine if we are.
That's okay, too.
I'll go. That sounds
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, come get a drink.
Sounds great.
Come get a drink. Come get a margarita.
So we'll block away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like my favorite bar.
Yeah. Oh, that it's place beautiful.
Is amazing.
It's yeah. beautiful.
Nels has done a great job.
Yeah.
And I love his shirts. I'm going to say this again. Nels' shirt game on point.
Yeah.
His kids tell him what to wear. They're doing a great
Perfect.
Job. Nels' kids, whoever you are, I don't know your name. I don't know. I don't need to. Great shirt selection. Awesome. Did you know there's just like a seed bank around here that's growing like climate resilient seeds?
What is it called?
Let me get the thing, the link. The future of, this is from the Denver Post, future food banking on climate-resistant seeds like the one grown in Boulder, Massa Seed Bank, farms 24 acres.
In Big Boulder. Rich.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, this is, the guy that's running that is my husband's longtime mentor.
Where is it?
Really?
Yep. Rich Pecoraro. they're out in kind of Lafayette off of like 95th, out north of town, and Rich has been a farmer in this area a long time. He used to run a farm called Abundanza Organic Seeds and Produce. They were at Farmer's Market. That's how I met my husband. He was farming there at the time. And Rich...
That's such a Boulder County.
I know.
My husband at the Farmer's
We did.
Market.
It was the Boulder Farmer's Market. It was very cute. But he... Anyway, Rich is amazing. He's like this mad professor, and he knows everything about seeds and goes back all the way to like the Oregon... like Seed Project or something like that. Some sort of, I'm botching this up bad, but if you remember Seeds of Change, he was involved in that a long time ago and has been in Colorado doing stuff on the Front Range. And he's been doing this project, growing out trials and saving seeds that are bioregionally adapted
That's
to this
cool.
area.
Yeah, very cool. Like this is a thing, I mean, climate's something that I'm passionate about. We all have to live with it. I think a lot of us don't recognize what's going on, but... yeah, it's very cool. Like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. And you can go out there and volunteer. They've got harvest times and some other stuff. So
it's awesome.
It's pretty cool. I just wanted to shout out about that.
Yeah. If you are looking to buy seeds for your garden in the spring, it's a wonderful place to pick your seeds from because it's all locally adapted and obviously locally grown and produced.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool. So Massa Seeds.
Yeah.
And they have a great Instagram. Definitely follow it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Is it M-A-S-A?
Yeah, M-A-S-A.
M-A-S-A. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One more thing at 355 Main, which is the former building where Porchlight, the real estate company was there. Oh, sorry, 455 Main. It's the 400 block on the west side. Just opened a new shop there, Elevate Supports. Yep, yeah. It's kind of a thrift
store.
Directly
across the street from us.
Exactly, there you go. They used to be like in one of these houses that was across from on Kaufman there, across from the
coffee shop.
City building. Yeah.
Yeah.
Near
what the
Luna.
Yeah.
Cafe Luna.
Jeepers, creepers. And I've been there forever.
Yeah, they've been looking and they moved into that spot now.
Oh,
so now they have Main Street side. So they support, I think, adults with disabilities and run this thrift shop as part of it. So
I love
it. Definitely check it out. Have you been in there?
I have not. I'm going to go this weekend. But I absolutely love that it's thrift across because we have our small thrift store downstairs. And honestly, it's better to have more thrift near right. one another. People it's can just go the thrifting. Culture of thrifting, right. 100%. So I was stoked. I was really happy about it.
Nice.
I love That's our awesome. Block. Our block has a lot going on.
There's a lot. There's going a lot. On
the 400 block. You know is what like we're getting
next
right
door,
now.
Right? Yeah. Very. A yeah. lot of margaritas.
Have you been? Yeah, it's perfect for you. Have you been hearing it's not some demo?
Yeah, you lost. This is great. Yeah,
I know. And just so everybody, what Rachel's referring to, of course, is Tio Cali coming in next door, where the former Guitars, etc., was. And yes. are you hearing lots of construction going on?
They are just in the. Demo phase, or they've gutted it completely. Yeah. And then
have you
now
heard
in,
timeline?
The last I was told was end of February.
What?
Don't no think they'll way, make. Jose. I don't think that's possible, but what do I know? I mean, yeah. we're going through our own permitting process, and it's delay after delay. Oh, so yeah. I can't imagine that being done. But hey, I'm all for it. I hope so. Oh. I could be wrong. There could have been another update after that, but that was the last I knew.
Oh, man. In my head, it's like summer.
It could have been March or April, maybe, that someone heard. But I have seen the renderings, and oh, my goodness.
So tell Gorgeous. Us. Give us some, like, previews.
Of them?
The render, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. So when you walk in, you see the huge bar dead center. So you would 360 walk around it. And there is a lower level with booths, I believe, on both sides, and then low tables in between the booths and the bar. Kitchen is all the way in the back, but there is an upstairs.
Like that mezzanine they kind of kept
Yeah,
that.
And the mezzanine's that's going to overlook the sidewalk. What's really cool about that is they're cutting into the wall and they're putting mini garage doors. So the whole wall opens up. So you're able to just like sit over the sidewalk basically. And supposedly this – I know this was a thought. I don't know if it's a thought that's grown, but – there's this little section to that building that has the ability to be like a little speakeasy. And I don't know if they're going that route or not. But I don't know if you do know that was the original JCPenney's building.
Yep.
So it was never built with a kitchen or anything like that. So they're completely transforming the space. It's really exciting. But it's absolutely gorgeous. A full tiled bar. All the liquor and glasses that are hanging above. But I just love that. The bar is quite large, at least for the renderings, and it's a statement piece to the restaurant.
So that's how you describe something, Annie, if you want to know. That's a good job. It's pretty good.
It's definitely going to, like, stick out in a pretty fancy way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I know they wanted to paint it white, but I don't think the city wanted them to do that because we painted ours white. So I don't know what color it's going to be, if it'll be that or not. But, they're definitely, for sure... The awning, of course, is going away. Even the yarn shop's getting an upgrade. They recently got a grant. Their awning's going away. They're getting a facelift.
Love
it. It's a pretty cute little spot.
That's been there for 11, I think.
What's kind of nuts is like you look at it like yarn shop, and it's like it's super
but
cute.
But they like they've yeah, got a huge following, and they
lady
do
I
a
work
great
with
job.
Is like super into yarn, and I've never seen her so excited as when she's talking about yarn. You know,
they do
like,
a lot of classes.
It's just amazing. Like people are passionate about stuff, and you don't know, and then they talk about it. It's like. I had no idea there's so much yarn. Like, I didn't know.
And you go in there, too, and you're like, how in the world do you do this inventory?
Yeah.
It's so much stuff.
A lot of it's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Made me wish I wanted to do anything with yarn, but I'll stick to, like, wood and guitars and stuff. It's good.
So, Rachel, while we're talking about that block, and let's talk about Aflore and when you opened it and what led to... That was the first one, right? You opened Aflore first. Did you have flowers or retail first?
Aflore, yeah. I'll do it in a nutshell so we don't get long-winded. But it started it started in 2010, and I branched off just doing – I always bartended in Boulder for 6 years and then just have been doing flowers since 2016. And I kept moving south 5 blocks. I was currently – I was at – 15th and Main, then I went to 10th and Main, and then we're obviously at 5th and Main. And
so you're going down to, like, you're going to get underneath the,
just keep the going.
Apartment block there?
Yeah, then funny enough, the event space I'll eventually talk about, that's almost 5 blocks south of that.
That's so funny.
But we've always been a florist, an event florist first and foremost. Then it evolved into retail and events, retail flowers, that is. And then... interestingly, the pandemic took an interesting twist for us. We always had a little retail store that we didn't really market that much.
Mm-hmm.
It was there, so if you were walking by or came for consultations. But we were allowed to stay open because we are a plant flower store. So because we're allowed to stay open, that allowed our little shop to continue to get shopped at. And it was that little shop that kept us in business because all events stopped. And by little
shop, you just mean all the retail up front?
We had this 350 square foot, if that, space in the front of the 10th Avenue and Main Street location.
Oh, gotcha.
And that was enough to keep our employees and the business going because everything else stopped. So we obviously couldn't do wedding events or anything like that. And then due to the pandemic, the owners of Ace Hardware, they also owned the Kitchen Co. store, yeah, which is where we currently are. And their store was doing perfectly fine, but they felt it was smarter to just go and merge it back with Ace and open that up to somebody else to use. And I stumbled on that and was dreaming real big because it was a pretty huge gamble to take the plunge into moving into there because it was more than three times the rent. It was going to mean more, heck of a lot more labor. But I truly believed life would get back to normal. People would still want to shop and not only be online. So that's where we currently are, and now we are full-service flower shop with a clothing and gift shop in the front. And it's actually flipped where we were. It was the large space was studio, the small space was retail, and now it's huge spaces is shopping in the
and we are
studios in the back.
Ever so grateful for that. I absolutely appreciate love that. Your merchandise. It's
I would appreciate that. We absolutely love it there. The brick buildings and the historic feeling of it. It's just an amazing spot. So that's we beautiful. Just re-signed a lease and plan to stay there for a while.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big shout out. This is one of the only boutiques that I will shop at. Yeah, I'm not really a boutique shopper, but they keep their prices like within reach for boutique retail, and the stuff, the inventory is fantastic.
We're always listening to our customers. So it's constantly evolving in there because it's a lot of the things we like, of course, but it's a lot of the things that we hear are wanted and needed. So
you signed a lease.
We're for the people.
You're going to start your halt toward Denver then?
Yeah.
You're done?
Yeah. Okay. No, I am so in love with Longmont. I absolutely love it here. I'm not going anywhere.
That's good. Because I was thinking like maybe it's like how long would it take every three years?
Yeah, I know, right? Just keep 5 bucks.
Denver.
Yeah.
Maybe a minute.
Yep.
So tell us about the new space that you've just kind of started working on.
Yeah. So I've been doing weddings and events since 2004 and 2010 since in Colorado. And by no means did I want to do this venture because I thought I could do it better, but I've been doing in and out of event venues for so many years. And I have always had the interest of doing it because ultimately I really like, when it comes to design and my personal love of creativity is actually redesigning spaces. And so when I got pregnant and had my little girl, the last 2 years have been a lot that my husband started helping me. And he took a real liking to the industry. He really likes the hustle. He comes from opening restaurants and a crazy world doing that. And he really liked it. So I mentioned to him that I have always thought about doing this and just said, you know, I'll just casually look if something comes up because it was a very specific type of space that we were looking for. And we looked for a year and then ended up stumbling on where we currently are, 201 Main Street. And I think we stumbled on it after like a week, 2 weeks max of the sign being up. But it's awesome. It's 5,000 square feet in total, but that includes the outside. The inside is 3,700, and outside patio is going to be awesome. Mm. That's 1,300 square feet. We're fencing it off. But the point of the building is...
And just to orient people, this is right... If you think about where that liquor bar... What's it
liquor
called?
Liquor Depot.
Liquor Depot. Right, that's like the train depot liquor store. It's just across 2nd from there, so on the west side.
So we just wanted to find a space that was multi-use for many different reasons. We will for sure cater to weddings, but we want to do a whole bunch.
Was that the Ross Monster building?
So funny enough, that's where we were looking for a while and decided it was going to be way too big of an undertaking. Mm-hmm. And when we walked away from our last meeting saying no to the realtor, we walked across the street and saw the building we are in now with the sign up. So it was a move in that right direction, but
yeah. And yeah. And there's isn't there like an insurance broker that's like so in there the is very
yeah we do have yeah. a tenant with us which yeah. it, isn't ideal the aesthetically vibe, but
I would think an yeah. insurance broker
yeah. I mean they're very nice people yeah. they're super nice they you do see them their sign from Main Street ours will probably face second but. Yeah, it's,
yep.
It'll no worries. Work out.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been going to work on this thing, right? You've been renovating, getting it
yeah.
ready for open.
We've also done all the demo, and we have all of our plans. I do know that we're in the review part of the process, so we're getting close. It's not a crazy length of time to get it done when you physically can start working on it. It's really all comes down to when we get the green light.
Gotcha.
And then it's about 2 months after okay. that.
Yeah. So what size of wedding, for example, could you yeah. have there?
We're going to market to 150 and under. Okay. The most ideal would be 100 to 80 to 100 is, in my opinion, the best use of the space. But we can do 150. The capacity of the building is 189, but we wouldn't say that just so that there's room for people when it comes to catering.
Yeah, you would probably that. Need for people to put the flowers in and stuff yeah. at the same yeah. time. For example, yeah. so, maybe people to drop off some food, take some photos.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. But there's two main rooms. There's the what I call the main hall, and then there is the it's what I call the lounge is the smaller room. But there's so much you can do with the space. You could have easily a 50-person micro wedding. You could have that ceremony in the lounge, and then have all the dancing and partying in the main hall. Or of course you could use the main hall for both because you have the patio and you have the lounge. That there's many different ways to move people through the space to use it different times.
And so when do you expect it to be ready for bookings?
So, well, we're soon to have the website done, which I'll be able to show a lot more that way because we do have renderings. But I'm crossing my fingers that it's possible to get done by January 31st. And that is because we would love to be a part of Winter Walkabout, which is a huge all-day band event that the city puts on, and they would like to host one of the bands there. Nice. So we're hoping for the end of January.
Did you guys, are you investing in PA? Any PA system for it? Or are you just going to have all sound like in and out? Like DJs bring their own stuff in and out?
At a band first, would bring yes, them? But I think that would be something smart for us to eventually consider. But at first, yeah, we'll let that just be who brings it in. Yeah.
Sweet. And so do you see a need for more event venue space downtown?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes. And I really do like to strongly make it really clear that as much as we hope to do a lot of weddings and want to do, that's not our entire focus.
Right.
We really, really want to have amazing live band shows, lots of parties with DJs. I already have a Valentine's Day event in mind.
Sweet.
That we're going to do for that. And we also really hope to cater to corporate because part of the Longmont Downtown Development Authority, and one of the biggest feedbacks that we get is corporate does want to come to Longmont more, but we don't have the boutique hotels and we don't have the certain unique spaces that they say their clientele is looking right. for. So
it does really feel like you're like straddling something because you have Times Collaborative that does a lot of this kind of stuff, but it's small.
Yeah.
You know, you can only have buildings so amazing. Much there and it's beautiful, but it's just so small. And yeah. then you have like St. Vrain, but they're only weddings and it's so
and
big.
And they're so big. Yep. We're so actually right in the middle of that. Our place is not super huge, but again, it is also not really small. It's, my husband and I did just get married and our guest count was 106. So I know what that felt like. And it was also in our flower shop. So it was, going to be super spacious for that amount. Actually,
right.
our space will.
Right.
Bestow. Yeah.
You're like 9 people at my wedding.
Yeah.
That's a micro wedding.
Not even joking.
Hey, so are we in a wedding gap right now? I've heard about that, or the engagement gap from COVID.
Is so cool that you've heard about that.
Yeah.
How did you hear that?
Talking to wedding people.
Isn't it? It's fascinating, actually, if you think about it. We are, and that is because you had 2020 and 2021 where you couldn't, you know, socialize the same capacity. You couldn't go out. You couldn't do all these things. So people stayed in and they may have online dated and they may have talked that way, but they didn't really, it drastically slowed down that that path of people meeting and settling down or plus committing.
You don't really want to commit to anybody if you only ever see them with a mask.
Yeah.
On, right?
So, so they say this is going to ride through again through 2024, and 2025 is supposed to be huge.
Right. So, because I've heard it's like 2.5 years is the average time that people date before they get like either engaged, I guess, or married or engaged. So there's we're still
engaged
in that
to be
gap.
Engaged.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The hope they say 2025 is supposed to be. Yeah.
Everybody in my industry says, or really everyone, is like, survive till 25. And
because
apparently it applies to you too.
That's super funny. Because last year, 2022 was insane. It was so profitable for so many for all events.
Interesting.
And as well as retail, because it was the first full year where everything was normal from start to finish, and people were ready to get out, they were ready to spend that money, they were ready to party, they were ready to get married, and that excitement has mulled back down to normal. So
and sort of back to that recovery still from what really happened. Interesting.
Yeah, last year was nuts, but this year is it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
What 24 is going to be like.
Cool. So potentially your first event is Winter Walkabout?
I'm sure hoping so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so, yeah.
That's great.
Because I also want to do this Valentine's Day event, which is only 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
Or no, 11 days after that. Because Winter Walkabout's February 3rd and Valentine's Day obviously is 14th. So.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're from, you said you landed in Boulder. Where'd you come from? You didn't grow up in Boulder.
I'm from Iowa.
Iowa.
I took a path of
another Midwesterner.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
A lot of tater tot hot dish.
Oh, yeah, definitely Casey's Pizza.
What? I know tater tot hot dish because I've been hanging out with you for a few years.
Casey's Pizza. It's a gas station, but they have really good pizza.
Yeah, and sometimes it's the only place to go to get food.
It's really the only place.
You're driving through a town of 300. There's a Casey's there.
There's always
I can grab a slice.
Always.
Where in Iowa?
Burlington. It's the southeast corner right on the Mississippi.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what got you out of Iowa?
Well, originally it was just who I was with at the time. He joined the Coast Guard and he didn't think we'd stay together if I stayed in Iowa. So I kind of followed him. It was amazing because without having been with him, I wouldn't have stumbled into floral design because it was totally his path that the Coast Guard took us to California. And I got a job there, so.
This is just, I'm struggling with this person. Because they were into floral design, and then they're like, I'm going to
do this postcard. No, it's just his career path is what got me out of Iowa. And
right.
I don't think I would be doing anything that I'm doing today if I stayed.
In Iowa, yeah.
Yeah.
That part is, I get that.
Yeah.
And then what brought you to Colorado? And where'd you land?
Ultimately, just because I love the state, but my sister's been here for a long time, so I would live a lot. No, I've solely been in Longmont, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
I've been in Longmont since 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been living on the same street, Martin and Fifth Avenue, the entire entire time as well. Yeah.
East Side.
Yep.
And so
she's flashing gang signs.
Well, what could I say?
You're gonna catch strays. You do
I love stuff. It. It's like the cheaper old town side.
Yeah. I know. That's why I went there. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm an elitist on the west side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are. We
sure
know.
You are.
I know.
Struggling with the valet parking over at West End. It's
valet parking is really screwing problems. Up my traffic pattern.
I love West End. I always go there.
Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite hotspots? Where do you like West End? Anywhere with a good margarita? How about Rosa?
That's kind of obvious. Yeah. So I go to Jefe's a lot, go to Roost. I send people to restaurants all the time because of our shop, especially if people come to us for consultations. They often aren't Longmont people. So I will always tell them Jefe's and Roost. And then, because those are so easy for them to walk to if they wanted to stay downtown. Rose's is great. It's so packed. Every time I go there, I can't
their
get foods, over it.
Their food, I mean, I love the Roost, I love Jefe's.
Yeah.
Rosa Cantina's food's on a different level.
Oh, it is.
It's so good.
Well, it's clear because it does not matter when I have driven by or gone there specifically. It is legit packed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so awesome to see.
It's amazing.
Especially that area of the city.
I mean, real estate matters, but if you're doing a good job.
If you do a good job and you have a good product.
Yeah.
The only thing I would change about that place is that I didn't have to drive all the way up Main Street to get there. This is amazing.
It is.
Also, I got a table that was in the middle of everything. The last time was all that was available was a high top, and I'm just
they have a really good tequila selection too.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Good. The wall.
When we signed the
You are just such a, like, you love Tila.
I know. Well, when we signed the dotted line for the event space, we actually went to Rosa and bought a $100 tequila shot just to sip on.
Yes. Signing bonus to yourself.
Just one.
I'm sorry.
Just
one. I was choking on something. Yeah. It might have been my tongue.
Yeah.
I'm a good Midwestern boy, and that seems bonkery-do.
We don't do it every day, but nah, it's a big day.
I would do it, too. It's
fun. Tasted like $100. It was good.
Nice. Have you ever had, speaking of, there's a Sotol made by Desert Door. You ever had this stuff?
No.
Yeah, it's, if you like tequila, you should try it. There's two bottles.
And, what's the brand?
Desert Door.
Oh, Desert Door is a brand.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And the stuff's called Sotol, and it's made from like some plant, like the Sotol plant, and they just like, whatever, you can ferment anything. So they make that, and then the one with the gold on it is like smoked.
Oh, I'll for sure.
Find that stuff. I think that stuff's amazing.
That's awesome.
And the only reason I don't buy it all the time is because it's kind of expensive. It's not awful, but it's like, I buy a bottle of scotch at the same price. You're going, but it's pretty good. So Thanksgiving's coming up, and I might need
fortification. Christmas is coming up. I can get that for you.
Yeah, so my brother will be over. Maybe have a little dip into that. That's actually sounds really good. Great. I think you like that. That's a shout out to those guys who will never hear this. Thanks, guys.
I have a question about the thrifting business that you're in. Okay, so I'm not really a huge thrifter. I mean, I like thrift shops. I'll totally go shop it, but I'm not like a thrifter. You know, these thrifter people are really hardcore. Yeah. Do you get people through there who are like, focused?
I'm actually glad you asked about Archives, because Archives is going to have some changes as well, which I'm excited about. We have always just been a thrift store that we source the items, and we've been asked multiple times about would we do consignment. I was open to it. I just wasn't ready to do that. We needed to kind of change some things in our layout downstairs. And we are going to do that moving forward. So I'm going to be looking to hire somebody that is either diehard thrifting and just really has that dialed down, or say someone who like has the hopes of maybe running their own place. But that way, that means we would take product from any customer walking in, just no different than Buffalo Exchange's way of doing things. And that's good because it brings a different flow of people through our doors, but it also brings a lot more variety to
and
what
honestly,
we will have.
We don't have that in Longmont. We really don't have anything. Boulder is, if you are into consignment and that kind of thrifting and finding like vintage and stuff, we don't have that really, do we?
Yeah, I mean, and we have the consignment stores where like you can donate to, or it's not really where you will get money back. So it's this, it'll be the same model as Buffalo Exchange, which I don't even know if I should say this, but it's where it's like 30% in cash or 50% in trade to use in the store. That's what we're going to be going towards, and have also the ability to, if someone has a cool chair, we'll take your chair. It's not just going to be
clothes.
I bought
some really dope chairs off of Facebook.
Yeah,
the other day, like it's just got they're so cool. They're like 100 years old. Like,
we have done.
You can find cool stuff if you're thrifting.
I love thrifting. It's so fun. We have done. I have had to basically stop any marketing, and we still have the Instagram, but I haven't been active with it in a year, because of how crazy busy last year was. So it took a little bit of a halt. And even with doing zero visibility to the business, we every single week sell thrift. People come in, and so we're really gonna push and give much more of a noticeability in our shop to thrift. We'll have some neon signs and stuff like that. So,
well, that's
it'll
all
be fun.
The more for you with Elevate Supports across the street.
Yep,
that'll be good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
good
for sure. And I don't think they are consignment. I think it's just
there's like just thrift. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because it's kind of good to have different models.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
We are more selective, I will say. We do tend to be heavy in the 90s, early 2000s. And then if it's 70s, it has to be really killer. But otherwise, we're kind of like...
So like huge pants.
Yeah,
or
we
really
do.
Or really skinny pants.
Well, I did some market research, and that's just a lot of what, like, basically the high schoolers and 20-year-olds, hilariously, they're wanting to dress like graduated in 1999, and they're wanting to wear.
Yeah,
like
I know. And I look back on my photos because I was 01. I look back on my like when I was 16. It's like, oh my god, because you could have like I could have smuggled people in my
huge
pants. Just like I could have like just taken long strides and like smuggled a friend into the theater in each leg. Like my pants were
100%.
So big.
Right.
It was insane.
My sister is kicking, although, did she say, I think she had these, like, awesome Doc Martens from high school that she wishes she hadn't. I mean, those would be, like, killer.
So
right
amazing.
Now. Like, vintage.
Yeah. I'm so excited. We've got a good team.
It's crazy.
That I have for support, that I now have the ability to have fresh eyes to really like dial in the thrift, the flowers, the retail, and now the events. Wow. It's going to be really fun.
It's funny. You guys have just you kind of nailed all of them somehow. I don't know. I don't recommend that for retailers usually. I'm like, stay focused. But you guys have
figured
it out.
Oddly, it's just this – it's just been this interesting path and journey of how they've – they lend towards – they each help one another, lend towards one another. I mean, we will – for example, with Bestow, which is the event space name, we will welcome and hope to welcome – all kinds of floral designers, but we have this beautiful building that's going to be at our fingertips, and what a Flore Flowers is going to be able to do with that space is going to be incredible. So, I mean, it's kind of fun to have them help one another like that.
I've been watching 30 Rock. I believe they call this vertical integration.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what Jack calls it. I don't know. I'm not like a business person.
No,
I'm just snarky. I can't. I'll say all kinds of stuff. I can't do anything.
Yeah, of course you can.
No, but like
we just want to throw parties.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
That's all we want to do.
And he's just like, oh yeah, it's great. You really got lucky with all of those. And it's like, oh, you discredit all of your skill. Like,
no,
probably part and passion you put into it.
A very seasoned retail business owner.
Sure, lucky.
I'm
just
not,
say, usually people
I'm
can't
very
do
seasoned
that.
In shopping on my own as well. I've always been a big thrifter. I don't as much anymore because I'm always working.
Wait, do you have places that you recommend to go thrifting for like regular people around here? Because it's slim pickings a lot of times.
Around here, yeah. I mean, the Arc can be pretty good.
Arc is my favorite.
Arc is definitely, good. I think the best. And
why is that though? Arc has a reputation for good thrift, and like what do they do differently?
They have a good following and obviously noticeability because they're in every city,
right?
That it creates credibility, so more people just probably
if you go to Arc and then you go to Goodwill,
really good
it's like totally
Arc
different.
Has really good deals. Mm. They have those, you know, you find out what days are like, for example, Saturdays are always half off,
right?
The majority of the colored stickers,
right?
Or
be
tickets.
Ready to throw some bows on Saturday.
Yeah, right. Well, the last time I was in there, the line, speaking of like claustrophobic lines, was like, how long am I going to be here? Yeah. I just want to buy these. It's like cool suit.
I recommend
from the
headphones and like a podcast. Just
I was there with like my whole family. It was like four of us standing in line. And it's like, okay. All right. Okay. But it's, you know, there's some good digs.
I love thrifting so much. And whenever I go out of the country, my trip gets planned around, I create a path of thrift stores to visit, and then I'll do whatever is around those.
Yeah. Brilliant.
To see. I just was recently in Paris, and I did that, and it was so awesome. I just walked around the whole city heading, and my, you know how you can do the, if you're going to drive and you put all your stops in a row?
Yeah.
I just put all the thrift stores, and it took me in these cool directions. I saw the city differently.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
that's
awesome.
Got, like in Paris, too, must be a nutsy
the
place.
The only problem is if you shop a lot, you got to get it home.
The way to do it is to pack your smaller suitcase in your larger suitcase.
Yeah.
And you only pack your smaller suitcase.
I do pack another bag.
Yeah. And then you take your smaller suitcase out. That's taken care of. Then you got an even bigger suitcase to fill for your home.
Yeah. That's I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, anything else you want to share with us? What are the websites? Are you getting the website up for Bestow?
Bestow is, it's not live, but it's eventsbybestow.com.
Okay.
And Flore is aflore.com. That's spelled A-F-L-O-R-A-E because it's a little different if you haven't heard it before. And then Archives currently does not have it. However, that is part of the change. They are finally going to have a web Archives is finally going to have a website and a presence on Google. I'm basically what I'm doing. Everything's been under the Flore umbrella, and everything's going to start getting separated. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. I have a few things that I want to sneak in.
All right,
so I'll go faster than normal. But I was reading the internet as I do, and
Google.
I was right on it.
Yeah.
On the Google, I'm on there a lot. But I caught this quote today that said, I would say there's been maybe a 50% increase in the number of coughing dogs we detect.
I just talked to someone today who said their dog was sick and couldn't go to doggy daycare.
Yeah. So dog pneumonia is a thing.
Yeah. Which,
and
I've
it's
been
like
hearing
new.
About that.
It's like coronavirus for dogs.
Yeah.
And it's a thing. And it like as funny as that sentence is, and there was a sentence in this that I wish I'd also pulled out.
Yeah, no. I've been hearing that too.
It was like I'm just not going to take my dog out to social because I just don't want a coughing dog in my house. That was the woman's concern. And I'm going like, yeah, I like kind of love my dogs. I wouldn't want to because it's serious. Like so think twice before going to social events with your dogs or I should say that have other dogs.
Because, you know. Annie, you can say things even if you think it's absurd. I'm here for the absurdism.
I can't even come
is it
up
only
with a comment
coughing from dog to dog?
Yeah.
They don't pick up.
Yeah, and they coughs. Said basically, like, if they see dogs and they're coughing, they're like, we know this one's infected.
Oh.
You need to, like, basically, basically, you need to quarantine your dog. And it can last like 3 weeks.
Oh,
and it can kill
this
your
friend
dog.
Hers,
so.
Mine, she couldn't take her dog to doggy daycare today.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty serious. So that one, like, that sentence, I was laughing by myself in my office going, like, 50% increase in the number of coughing dogs. But it's serious, you know. Well, a little out of ED.
Tessa.
Yeah. Have you heard? Okay, this is not important. You know, there's a movie called Thanksgiving coming out. It's like a holiday slasher.
Okay.
So that's if you want to go see that.
Like as in scary?
Yeah. Oh. Like axes and yeah. And I was looking on Rotten Tomatoes trying to find a review, and it's like polling well now. And it starts this week, so get your tickets. Go get your tickets.
Is it playing in Longmont? Wait, are you going to tie this one back?
16, 17. I'm not going to go see this. This is not my jam. Like, I'm not a slasher dude.
I'm not either.
I can't handle it.
Okay. You
know? Even
but
if it's so
it's
stupid.
A thing. I thought it was funny. Another thing to just be aware of is that the TSA is actually saying this holiday season is basically expected to be the most traveled, like, of all time. It's
Why?
Supposed to be super busy. I don't know. That's what the TSA said. I don't know their whims. They just sometimes say, hey, you, get over there.
Yeah.
I need to see what you got in your pockets.
Right.
And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Again? So it might have been when I flipped the guy the bird.
Yeah.
But they said that. And then Denver International, which I did not know, is the third busiest airport in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew that Atlanta was number one, and I knew Denver was probably top five. I did not know it was
And I looked it up.
Three.
I can't remember who had the breakdown, but somebody I looked it up, and that's true. So
it's not even hard to believe. I mean,
it's nuts. So
I mean,
if you're going to travel,
nuts.
If you're going to travel for Thanksgiving,
not actually.
My parents are coming here, so they can deal with it.
Yeah.
My dad and his wife work in the airline industry, and they can, like, essentially fly for free. And over the holidays, like, we're not flying.
Yeah.
No. They were like, no, we're driving.
Yeah.
They were literally going to road trip to Arizona to see their parents because
enough.
They don't want to fly.
Yeah. And I can't blame them. Because if
know.
You go to, like, Denver and it's busy, it's like,
I
oh
mean,
my God. Talk about.
Gracias, adios.
I have Clear, and even Clear has, like, the longest lines.
It's And Clear, everybody knows about it now.
Yeah.
It's like in the beginning,
well,
like 5 years ago.
And pre-check in Denver is barely like there's just no advantage.
Yeah.
Period. You have to just like.
The line goes faster.
Private guys is where that's where we're at now.
Another shout out because Colorado's only lighthouse is the highest lighthouse in the United States.
Where do we have a lighthouse?
There's one on a lake somewhere.
This is such a smattering. What in the world, Brady?
This is anything that I find on the internet that's Colorado related marginally. And I think it's funny. I put it on my account on the Blue Sky.
So we're basically just reading your Blue Sky feed.
Yeah, I'm getting the highlights. It's at 9,000 feet.
I learned something. I didn't know there was a...
Right? If you live in Colorado, here's a little trivia.
Oh, where is it at?
Frisco Bay Lighthouse on Dillon Reservoir in Summit County.
I was thinking of something
else.
9,000 feet.
It's actually on water. Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't know that it qualifies
because
it's not on
water. Well, you said it was at 9,000 feet. I'm like, I don't know.
It's the highest... ever
in the United States.
Oh, okay.
In the United States, yeah. So apparently Governor Polis took to X, formerly known as Twitter. I love that we still have to say it's formerly known as Twitter because everybody's like, Twitter was a good name, X is not. And a very Longmont thing is that there's a tamale fair on November 18th.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yum.
And this is kind of fun.
Did you get any it's November 1st, right, is when you do tamales?
Where is
traditionally?
It is at the Longmont Museum.
Huh?
Yeah, I didn't know tamale fairs were a thing. November 18th, 2 to 7 p.m., Longmont Museum. And they're going to have a wrestling show.
Oh.
All ties together.
Yeah. So there you go. I could talk about the average price of a cheeseburger, or a burger, it doesn't even say burger, cheeseburger, as well. But, you know, we're kind of stretching this one long.
Gotcha.
You cut me off before, so I figured I'd just go back to the highlights. I
did cut you off.
There's
Sorry.
More information. If you look up the Rescue Toaster, which is my current handle on Blue Sky, I need to workshop that because that's a bit too esoteric. And also Molly McGee's Craft Fair is this weekend at Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont. I went last year. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We bought some gifts and stuff at that. And
Yeah.
I like that. So, keep your dog safe.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, when is Small Business Saturday?
25th.
Of November. So Black Friday, Saturday afterwards.
Yep,
okay.
So not this coming weekend, but the following.
Okay,
which is perfect because my parents
is it
will be in town.
The 25th or the 26th?
I think that's right.
I think Thanksgiving's the 23rd.
I hope it's good weather. It's such a good and very important day for small businesses. I mean, it sometimes keeps people like going strong through the year just from that one day. Yeah. But it's not even so much about that. It's just really fun. It's fun to have.
I love how many people are downtown. It's fun to have the streets
full and meeting a lot of people. It's a great day. Very good day to shop for Christmas because often we have amazing 20% off and more sales. So it's a great way to get some holiday gifts a whole month ahead of time. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. We even typically have a little wine and cider and stuff like that to share. But
perfect. Yeah, yeah, that is coming up. That's an important date to note.
Yeah.
For my personal dogs, I've stopped bringing them into the community simply because I don't want a coughing dog in my house. And I definitely don't want to
do my best, Rachel.
Don't want secondary pneumonia to treat. You know, this would be dry as old toast if I wasn't here. Somebody's got to add their frenetic energy. Oh, jeez.
Somebody's got to save the dogs.
Right. Yeah. Give a PSA. Yeah. Shout out to the pups.
Dude, I also got to say, I've got this building listed and the zoning is in this area with some permissive zoning. And I have more inquiries than any other for doggy daycares.
Yeah.
Everyone is looking for doggy daycares right now. Wow. That is like the thing. It's really hard to find a spot for it, like the right zoning and everything. But the demand is extremely high and everyone is looking for these buildings. It's so funny.
That's maybe crazy. We just don't do events and turn the building into that.
We just have to be like once the dog COVID's done, there'll be like a dog COVID rebound thing. And everybody will have their dogs. They'll be like, we're making our dogs back into the social venue again. And then you can just have like dog events. Everybody comes together. There's tails wagging. There's butt sniffed, you know. Yeah. A lot of doggy weddings.
We may have a dog wedding. That sounds great.
Oh,
we're just going to keep them off the turf.
Right, right. And then they'll all be antisocial because it'll be like the kids who never got to go to school, like, don't have that social learning. You know, they're missing that element. Like, Fido, no, you're so good at home.
Since you guys know everything, I know we're ending, but I'm not asking to talk about it, but did you guys know much about, like, the granary? Have you spoken about that and I missed it?
We've mentioned that it's happening. It's supposedly happening next year at some point.
Starting, like breaking ground or like done?
Spring breaking ground type of thing. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that's the food hall, the granary that's supposed to be going in next to Wibby. So to the east of Wibby.
Yeah.
Across Emory. We'll see.
Looking forward to that.
I know. I heard someone just today gripe about how Longmont does not have the density or people to support two food halls. What are we thinking?
Yeah.
But we will see who wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be the war Beta of the food Max halls versus VHS all over again.
Or who will win?
DVD or HD DVD versus Blu-ray? The Zoomers out there.
Oh my God! Well,
you good?
I think we're good. Yeah. I think that's great. Thank you, Rachel. Yeah,
thank you for hanging with great. Us.
Yeah. So check out Bestow Events, second in Maine as they get going up there, and make sure to shop Aflora and all others for Small Business Saturday, November 25th, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.